So I'm going to continue today to talk about the rapture. How many of you know you're going in a rapture? Amen. I'm going, man. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm out of here. Hallelujah. So if you have your Bibles, your phones, your iPads with you, I'm going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today. I do have a lot of scripture because I believe that this needs to be talked about through the Word of God, that you have an understanding of what God is saying and what God's going to do, amen, so that no one is caught unaware, that when something happens, when people disappear and you didn't go, you're going to know it's not alien invasion, amen, but you were all going to go, amen, we're all going to go. Everybody say all. Amen, all, I heard it, hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm going to begin at verse 23, and then I'm going to skip down to 51. And we're going to, the title of today is The Fact and the Manner of the Resurrection. So we're going to talk about the facts and the manner, the way it's going to happen, so you'll know what's going to happen in these days ahead. He says in verse 23, but there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest, and then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. 1 Corinthians 15, 58 through 51 through 58. 15 verses 51 through 58. He says, but let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. So you're going to get this revelation right now, firsthand, out of the Word of God. Let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? Verse 56. For sin is a sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the power of your word today, for the revelation that is pointed out here, God, that, Lord, that you have given us an order of the resurrection, of the rapture of the church, on how it's going to go, so that, Lord, we will know what is happening in that moment. And Father God, I pray that those that are not ready would get ready. My prayer is your prayer, Lord, that none would be left behind, that, Lord, that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that, Father God, that people would be saved and delivered into your hands today by the hearing of the word. Let the word of God bring healing to people. I pray for those with a wounded spirit to be made whole today, that those that have been wounded in their mind, their will, and their emotions, their soul, to be made whole today, that you bring healing to them today. That, Father God, where they may have felt wronged by the church, where people may have felt wronged by you, Father, that, Lord, today they would come into victory, Father. Today, Lord, there would be their resurrection day to life in Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we know that abundant life, we know that supernatural life, we know that everlasting life begins now. It's not a future thing. Everlasting life is today. Today, when we know Jesus, everlasting life begins. And so, Lord, I praise you and I thank you for the opportunity we have to walk with you, to talk with you, to glorify you, God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, hallelujah. This is our blessed hope. This is what we're hoping for, amen. The resurrection, the rapture of the church. This is where we put our hope. This is where we're counting on God to do something so supernatural that when he comes, when Jesus comes, we know that we're going up. And in the kingdom of God, there's an order to everything, amen? And we've been given a divine order of the rapture of the church today. And number one in that divine order is that Jesus had to be resurrected first, amen? Jesus had to beat death, amen? And he did. He beat death. He is the first fruit of the resurrection. It's like Jesus was the tithe for our blessing. I know that I've given it times where the Lord told me to give an offering. And when I gave that offering, it released a supernatural blessing to me. One time I went to a meeting, and I was in this meeting, and I had $10. And I was really hungry because I had worked all day, and I was working in Huntington Beach, and I stopped at the Anaheim Convention Center for this meeting. Jesse Duplantis was preaching, and he went up there to receive the offering, and I had $10. I thought, man, I'm going to get me something to eat when I'm done because I'm hungry. And the Lord said, give it all. I'm like, Lord, I have just enough to eat. And the Lord said, give it all. So I gave the $10. And my friend leaned over and he goes, hey, I'm going to buy you dinner after this, okay? And I thought, wow, God paid me back right away. But little did I know that the next day, when I got to work, my boss called me into his office and he said, hey, I want to give you a $5,000 bonus. How would you like it? I'm like, cash. No. But I believe that I sowed a seed that released that blessing. When I was in Pakistan ministering, I paid $3,200 for the ministry there, for all the crusades I was doing. I paid for all that, for all the security, all the land that we rented, all the tents that we rented, the stages, the sound system. I paid $3,200 to do 8 crusades. And when I got back, somebody that hadn't been in the church in 3 years called me and said, I want to sow a seed to the church. I want to send you a tithe. Can I get the bank information? And, you know, I'm kind of guarded with bank information, you know. And I said, can't you just send a check? He goes, well, it's a lot of money. I said, how much money are you sending? He said, I'm going to send you $32,000. I started crying. And I'm like, wow. And I got Pastor Otto. I go, you're not going to believe what just happened. And Pastor Otto looked at me and he said, how much money did you send to Pakistan? I said, $3,200. He goes, you sowed the seed that released this blessing. And let me just tell you right now, Jesus has sowed the seed for us to receive the blessing of the rapture of the church. Amen. So that we can have a confidence of who he is and in us, and that when he comes again and that trumpet sounds, that we're going to go up and we will be with him forever and ever. Can I hear an amen? Yes. Yes. Jesus sowed the seed to release the harvest, and we are the harvest. Amen. We are the harvest. And that's number two. Who the us is? Those that are in Christ. Amen. Those that are Christ are the harvest. Amen. Those that have committed their life to Jesus and are walking in relationship with him. Now listen, this isn't for the fainted heart. You can't be a Christian and be a coward these days. You've got to be bold. You've got to be strong. And God is calling his church to power. Amen. God is calling his church to rise up today. Amen. It takes guts to deny the world's way of doing things. You've got to be tough. You have to have a tender heart to the Lord, but not be moved by what the world says or what the world thinks. That's the toughness we need, that we're not bowing down to the world system. Amen. And you're here today, and you're making a stand today that's saying, I'm not bowing to the world system. You may be in your cars, and you may have masks on, but listen, we're making a stand today for the King of Glory. Amen? It's like in, It's like in Acts chapter 6 with the deacon Stephen. How many deacons I got here today? Blow your horn, deacons. Yeah. Hallelujah. All the deacons are out here today. But Deacon Stephen, he stood and he shared the truth. And people came against him. And they raised up people that lied about him. People that said he was blaspheming God. And they took Stephen and they stoned him to death. Stephen's heart was so tender. Oh, man. It was so tender to the Holy Spirit that he took the opportunity to lay down his life by presenting the truth who were all present that day. And Saul was one of those present. And Saul was the one that was holding the coats when they stoned Stephen to death. And Saul was the one who was later transformed into the Apostle Paul. He was there. He heard the testimony of Stephen. And he is the one that stirred the people to stone him. But that message went in. And Paul, on the road to Damascus, became born again. He had an encounter with God. And I believe it was because of the seed that was sown into him that day by the deacon Stephen. Stephen sowed a seed. Saul heard it. And the Lord watered that seed in him. And he had a supernatural encounter with Jesus. And I think it was because Stephen was bold enough to put his life on the line to present the gospel of Jesus Christ so that all could come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. With that said, the dead in Christ will rise first. Amen. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to life forevermore. If you don't have it on your radio yet, it's 98.9 right now. You can listen to it, 98.9 on your radio. The dead in Christ will rise first. But what I want to point out to you is that the decision of who is in Christ is not up to God. The decision of where we spend eternity is up to us. God has made the way for all of mankind to be with him in eternity. He sent his son Jesus to make that possible. Amen? The idea is that we as people receive what Jesus has done for us, and we get to spend eternity in heaven with him. Now, we are all eternal beings. We all have a body, which we know is decaying. We have a soul and a spirit. Our soul is our mind and our will and emotions. And so, but when our spirit man gets born again, that connects us to God, and it begins to transform our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions. Amen? And we get to connect with God. Amen? But it's all on us. It's all up to us if we decide to do that or not. God sends the Holy Spirit to you, and he gives you the opportunity to connect with God. And the Lord will not deny you. If you're listening today, you've not denied Christ. You've not blasphemed the Holy Spirit if you're listening today. Because if you had blasphemed the Holy Spirit, you would not be listening right now. You would be so filled with hate that this is going on right now. You let your heart be open to Jesus today. He will not deny you. We just have to turn towards him. And I think many people today have been afraid of what they might have to give up instead of thinking about what they will gain. See, I stopped thinking about what I've got to give up, and I started thinking about what I'm going to gain. Amen? I'm going to gain eternity in heaven with Jesus. And it starts now. I received Jesus in my life. I made a full-on commitment to him over 30 years ago, and I've been committed and walking with him ever since, and God has done a marvelous thing in my life. Amen? He's changed me. So that's the order of the rapture there. Jesus, then us dead in, then the dead in Christ rise, and then us who are alive in Christ will rise. Isn't it all going to happen very fast? It's going to happen in the blink of an eye. Wow, I just blinked. I mean, I could blink and it's going to be over. It's going to be that fast. The dead are going to go and you're going to go. Woo! It's going to be quick. No time to stand around. And then number three, our bodies will be transformed, amen? This body that is decaying will be transformed into a glorious body. Everybody say glorious. One that will never die, amen? We will rule and reign with Jesus in heaven, amen? And when heaven comes to earth, after the millennial reign, we will rule with him, amen? We're not going to be slaves. We're going to be rulers in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And then number four, that it says in this passage, we have victory over sin and death through Jesus Christ. Our victory is in Jesus Christ. We sing that song about victory. We have victory in Jesus, amen? In him, we have eternal life. In him, we beat death, amen? We are not spiritually dead any longer. We are alive in Jesus Christ. And because he's alive, we're alive. And he lives in us, and we live through him, amen? We don't get to determine how our end will come or when our end's going to come, but I know that my end is in Jesus, that I will be with him. Whether I pass away here on this earth or I'm alive when he comes, amen, we are his bride. We have the victory. As we sang it today, we have the victory. So we don't have to live in fear every day of what's going on with this pandemic. We don't have to be in fear about it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of catching it. I'm not afraid of dying, amen? I'm the only thing that I would ever have a fear of is not going to be with Jesus. But that fear left when I committed my life to Jesus and I serve him every day. I do not have to live in fear at all. I'm not afraid of what the devil's trying to do. I'm not afraid that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, because Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life more abundantly, and I have Jesus. So whatever the enemy's trying to do, I choose not to participate in. I choose to participate with Jesus and his abundant life today. Amen? But it all comes down. Hallelujah. It all comes down to what you believe. And I'm telling you today what the Word of God says. This, what I'm telling you, is what he has for us. You can be victorious or not. What are you willing to walk in? The Word of God or the world telling you? What are you willing to walk in, the Word of God or what the world's telling you? What are you walking in today? Is the Word of God alive inside of you? Now's the time to decide where we're going to spend our eternal reward, amen? And then number five today, nothing, everybody say nothing, nothing you do for the Lord is useless. Nothing. So I want to challenge you today to do something for Jesus. To do something for God. You may be watching right now by camera, and I challenge you today to do something for God. You know, even if it's just sharing. I shared it right at the beginning on my Facebook page. I shared it so I could reach. I have like 2,500 friends. They're all getting this message right now. It's all going to them right now. Share it out. And when you're able to, call people, text them, tell them about Jesus. Tell them about your decision to follow Jesus. Amen. Let people know, I'm not serving the world. I'm serving Jesus. Be a voice. Let people know that you're serving the Lord. And whatever you do, it's not useless. Whenever you open your mouth and share the love of God, it's not useless. What is useless is when we do nothing. You can't do nothing. You have to reveal Christ to the world, amen? You have to be a voice. You have to speak out. You've got to tell somebody about Jesus. And I know about social distancing. I know the enemy's trying to silence us by these masks. Kick off your mask in the spirit, amen, and be a voice for the Lord. Declare the word of God to people. Don't hold back any longer. Oh, but I might offend. Well, if you offend them, then they don't want it. It's not your fault. But I'm telling you, you've got to be a voice. You've got to speak it. Nothing you do for the Lord is useless. Amen. I want to go right now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. I have a few more scriptures to tie this all out today. It says in verse 19, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, after all, what gives us hope and joy? And what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when he returns? It is you. 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 You will be that reward. You will be the Lord Jesus' reward when he comes. Amen. You're going to be that reward. Our hope and joy are in the promise that God has laid out for us. This is why we should not be living in fear of all that is going on. And I'm not saying break the law. I'm not saying do your own thing. I'm saying just don't be controlled by fear. Amen. Don't talk fear. Don't live in fear. Just speak faith. Amen. Be careful. Do what you got to do, but don't let fear control your life today. Amen. Today, we're obeying the direction of the government to stop the spread of the virus. Amen. But I'm not sure if this is how we're to do it, but we are going to be obedient. Amen. This is a great opportunity that we're in right now for get our lives in line with the kingdom of God. Amen. That we're lined up with God. That the Holy Spirit will take you to a deeper walk with him in this season right now. That the kingdom of God, the preaching, is going out more than ever. We're connecting with you online. Many pastors are online right now spreading the word of God. And this is a great opportunity to go deeper with the Lord so that when we come out of this, that everything you do will not be useless. Amen. That you'll be a voice and you'll tell people about this coming rapture. You'll tell people when the King of Glory comes, when that rapture happens. And I'm talking about the rapture these next few weeks. So you can explain it to people. And you can go back and listen to this over and over. So that in these days ahead, people will not be confused. But we will take as many people with us as possible to heaven. Amen. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. First. First Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 13, it says, May Jesus, as a result, make your heart strong, blameless, and holy as you stand before God our Father when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. Amen. Be strong, be blameless, be holy. Be strong. Be blameless, be holy. Work on it now. So when the rapture happens, you are found strong, without blame. That there's nothing you can be accused of. You're without blame. The accuser's got nothing to say about you because you're just walking under the blood of Jesus. You're walking under the cover of Christ, amen? You are blameless. And may he, see, you're not in this alone. Because may he, as a result, make your heart. Jesus will make your heart strong, blameless, and holy if you let him. If you're obedient to him. It is being filled with the Spirit of God and walking it out as we go through this life. Amen? And we know we can do it because God is at work in us. Amen? We're not doing this alone. The goal is that when Christ returns in the rapture, that we're found ready for him. And we join him in the air. Amen. That in that blink of an eye, man, you're having a conversation with an atheist, and he blinks and you're gone. Oh, man. And you've been telling him about the rapture. Oh, and he blinks and you're gone. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? Oh, I feel sorry for that person right now. Hallelujah. And I got just a few more verses here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 17, the hope of the resurrection. Verse 13. Now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to believers who have died so you'll not grieve like people who have no hope. See, those that have already passed away, he doesn't want us to be grieving for them right now. He says, verse 15, he says, we tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will raise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will get caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. There'll be a commanding shout, a trumpet call. The people will blink and it'll be done. And we'll rise to meet Jesus in the air. But get this in your heart. Living is not over. Your life is really just beginning right now in heaven. We shall live for eternity in Jesus. This is just the beginning of our eternity, amen? And I'm going to ask the worship team if they could come back right now. I'm going to bring you Paul's final greetings in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. It says, now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Your spirit, your soul, your body, blameless. He is here to help us today, amen. He has not hidden himself from you. You speak the word, and he's right there with you. I challenge you to speak. We're going to have a time of worship, one more song right now. And I ask that you just search your hearts right now. Whether you're watching us on LifeCast or you're here in the parking lot right now, you know, there's about 20, 25 cars here with us right now. And I know there's people with us online right now. I want you to, while we're worshiping, I want you to ask yourself right now, Lord, is there anything in my heart that I could be blamed for right now? Is there any unforgiveness in me? Is there anything in me that's not holy? Is there anything going on in my life right now that's not pleasing to you? That, Lord, in this time of shutdown, have I allowed things into my life, Lord, that it shouldn't be there? And Lord, search our souls today. Search our mind, our will, and emotion while we worship you. And just while we worship, if you search your heart and you see anything there, just give it to Jesus. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to pray in a few minutes.
You're so much greater. You're greater than the power of the enemy. You are greater. You're so much greater. You're greater than the mountain that's in front of me. And you are greater. You're so much greater. Day and the night, and holder of the sun. God above the storms, God above the storms that I face. And my hope is in your name and nothing else. My hope is in your name and nothing less. There's not one thing, there is not one thing you're greater than. Sing greater than the mountains, oh Lord. You're greater than the mountains that's in front of me. Cause you are greater, you're so much greater.
God is greater, amen. God is greater.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a, how beautiful He is. I'm kind of liking the horn honking. That's an awesome way to say amen, right? Stand up and be heard one way or another. Amen. You know, I really, what was in my heart was to search your hearts. That God really cares about condition of your heart in all things. And I really pray that you use this time to search your heart and get before the Lord and ask him, Lord, is there something in my heart that's offensive to you? Because the last thing I want to do is offend you, because I love you. When you love somebody, you care if you offend them. Are we offending him in some way? It's time to soul search, to get rid of the offenses so that we can hear God. And I believe that whatever you shall give, you will reap. In the manner that you give it, and in the spirit that you give it. So make sure that you search your heart, and you're giving in the right spirit, not how much you're giving, but in how you're giving. Amen?
So I just want to lead you in a prayer right now of commitment to the Lord. Maybe you've been watching us online and you're just like, how do I make a commitment to Jesus? So I want to ask if you just repeat this prayer after me right now, because we want to make sure that everyone that we're talking to today is going to go in the rapture that we're discussing. So just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your son Jesus, that he died for me, that he was resurrected, that he beat death. Jesus, I give you my life today. I surrender to you wholly. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Make my heart new before you today, that I come into right standing with you, Jesus. I give you my whole life, that I may be found blameless, that I may be found holy when Jesus comes back again. Make me strong, Lord Jesus. Make me strong in you today, that I not slide backwards. But today, I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward in you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you now, Lord, for that promise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen and amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. He's greater in us, amen, and we're greater with him in us. And so with him in us, we will be the resurrected ones with him, amen, the alive in Christ. If he comes in these days ahead, while we're still living, we will go. We have an assurance today. You watching by online right now, you have an assurance. If you prayed this prayer and you mean it today, that when he comes, you're going. But like I said, it's just the beginning of your new life in Christ. It's just beginning of your commitment to him. So we welcome you into the body of Christ today if you prayed this prayer for the first time. And the word declares that all the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you today. And so, Father, we rejoice with you today for every soul, Father God. And if you'll let us know online, if you made that commitment to Jesus, we want to know. We want to be praying with you. We want to reach out to you.